Okay, today's learning for Anish Chaim Luzim Shoshai, Moshe and Anil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel, Bishchus for Shalem and Chaim Moshe and Malka, Miriam Bracha Bas Sarah Malka, Rav Yitzchak Ben Feigel Din, and of course, Bishchus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we started yesterday, Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, and over here we're talking about the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. Now, just to recap what we said so far, as we said that the Chachamim hold that the mitzvah of mincha starts from mincha katana, technically really from chatzos, but they wanted to have a safety precaution, so it's a half hour later from mincha katana. And you are yotze, although that's not necessarily the lechatchila, according to the mechaber, it goes all the way till evening. We'll have to see what time that is, but the ikar zman of mincha is from mincha katana and up. Along came Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, until Plag HaMincha is the time of Mincha, from Plag HaMincha on is the time of Maariv, and then the Ramah told us that we do this based on Shai Zmanias. That's what we had so far in the Mechaber and the Ramah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, and then we'll go into this a little bit further. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shespal, that he explains what's the logic behind it. It's very important to understand this because in being able to understand the second part of this sif. The Tfilas HaMincha keneged Tomet Shalbein Arbaim Tekniel. Tfilas Mincha is different, right? Avram Tikkun Shacharis, Yitzchak was Masakeh Mincha, and Yaakov was Masakeh Maariv. The Gemara says the other reason is that the Shacharis is keneged the Tomet Shal Shacharis, and the Mincha is keneged the Tomet Shalbein Arbaim. Now, when are you, so therefore, Mincha has to work together with what is the Zman that you can bring the carbon tamet. Zman shchitasa midaraisa, midaraisa, haschilasa achas sheish shor samechza. From 6.5 hours into the day, you were allowed to shech the carbon tamet shomein arayim. Dehenu chatzisha achas chatzais ayim, which is a half hour after chatzais. The rat, now that's the midaraisa of when you can bring it. However, then in order that there should be time for people to bring their kabbanos, why is that a concern here? So he explains to us, you can't bring any carbon after the tamet shalbein arbayim. Therefore, on every day, we'll see, except for Erev Pesach, they would wait to be makriv, meaning to bring the parts of the animal up onto the mizbeach. They would wait at a minimum till mincha katana, 9.5 hours into the day. Levat me erev Pesach shechali is be'erev Shabbos. Except when it was erev Pesach sheyishchech natamim b'sheish shas amechza. At that point, they would shecht it in 6.5 hours. But on every day, they would shecht it at 9.5 hours into the day. Not shecht it, be makriv it. But okay, ikar zman tefilas hamincha tchili hu m'teisha shas amechza lamayla. The ikar zman is when they used to do it in the Beis Hamikdash, which is at the time of mincha katana. Keneged atamim shayim makrivim b'chol yom, because that's when you will be makriv on every day. If you started from mincha gedolah from 6.5 hours, yotza. Okay, why? Acharei the ikas manishal tamid deraisa mas ma'aseh yam because lamaisam ider oisas man because lamaisam ider deraisa I could shecht it from 6.5 hours. So the chachamim sheet is very very simple. I mid deraisa I'm allowed to shecht the carbon tamid from 12:30. In practice it was always done in the afternoon. At 9.5 hours into the day, or at 3:30 on a perfect day. So therefore, me lamaisa yoyitza from 12:30, but the ikar zman should be from mincha katana the way it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. The yeshmer rishonim, agav, he says there are some rishonim shemekilim chatchila mishayish ma'asamechz, and there's some rishonim who say lechatchila it's not a b'diyevet to daven from mincha gedolah, lechatchila you can daven from mincha gedolah. Val kolponim. In rights alecha, lots of sederech, or you have to travel, like shata yuchal espal mitzibu. Right now, there's a minion. Later on, you won't have a minion. The miyamta mincha katana loyi minion. You won't have a minion. Lekulam and mutal espal lechatchila mishayish ma'asamechz. So the mechaber tells the mishabur tells us that with absolute certainty. So if you're sitting in Beis Medrash learning anyway, and you have a choice, Dava Mincha Gedolah Mincha Katana, there's going to be a minion both times. So Dava Mincha Katana, you're doing it the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you are have to travel somewhere, you're going to a business meeting, you have to go to a wedding, it's gonna be a long meal. You're not sure if you're gonna have a minion later on. You're traveling out of town, and right now you're in town. You can go into the shtiblach and daven and chap a minion. Of course, daven from Mincha Gedolah Enan. Okay, now. Mashma, the Mikardim. So the Mishabura points out that it seems over here that if I daven after Chatzais before a half hour, within that half hour, it would seem that I'm not Yotze. The Yeshma the those who hold the Afl, of course, you're not supposed to daven Mincha from Chatzais. You're supposed to wait until a half hour after Chatzais. You shouldn't daven again. Okay, so hold on. So first of all, what he said over here was as follows: you're not supposed to daven at for sure until a half hour after chatzais. If you davened within that half hour, then b'diavad you were yaitz, and therefore you do not daven again. Okay, but now the masha kosaf. Ad halayla, so the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon said you can daven mincha till all night. What does ad halayla mean? Lav dafka. The le'erech reva shah koydim tzeisik echavim, because for a quarter of an hour before tzeisik echavim, l'kula alma v'chal bein hashmashas. So everyone will agree that that's already bein hashmashas. Kol kamen b'shtimin reish samach aleph. We'll see when it comes to reish samach aleph. The endless ba'al mincha us, because it's safek yom, safek layla. Ba'al kam ragosh niya ma'ash shekasavni b'inyin l'maysa. Well, you'll see later on what in the Ramah, what should you do, what exactly till when we should answer. So he's just warning us. The Mechaber over here said, until Laila, we're going to have to discuss what does until Laila mean that you can daven Mincha. We'll see there's different shittas in that. Shahu ad saif. So then we said as follows. The Rabbi Huda said that it's until 11 and a half hours, which is basically you take Mincha Katana, Tol evening, and you split it in half. That is plag hamincha. Shezma, why? What's we explained the Rabbanan shita beautifully. So what's the Rabbi Yehuda shita? Shezman mincha katana hu shtei sharsu mechza. The mincha katana is 2.5 hours. The loy hu mitesha sharsu mecha at soif yud be shars from 9.5 hours into the day until 12 hours into the day. The nimtza the plag hamincha is shar shleim of adrevi. It's 1.25 hours after the 9.5 hours. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Then the Ramah told us that we do this based on, so far, we have a very clear understanding of the Chachamim Shita and Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We're going to see shortly how that applies to us and how in Lamaisa. Okay, Umasharin and Shais Eli, how do we measure these hours? Heinu, Kol Chazra Shais Anel, all these hours that we said, Beilu mincha gedoyla, beilu mincha gatana, plaga mincha, the chashvina b'shoyis ayoyim, we go with choice mine, yeah. Zmanis, mechal ka yoyim bein aruch bein katsa, whether it's a long day or a short day, l'shnayim asa chalakim, 2 12 parts, v'chal chelik nikr shah, each one of those parts is called an hour. V'al pishayis ele kavinin zman mincha l'chal aniskalel, according to these hours, is how we figure out when the time of mincha is. V'shir yud bein shoyis ayoyim d'shirin yibay, yesh machlaik is bein apayiskim, so what is the section of the day that we break into 12. The Yeshayim and the Chashinim are Moedah Shachat Tzeis Kechavim. So basically go from Alois to Tzeis, and whatever number of time that is, divided by 12, and that's how long each hour is. It means according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven mincha to 1.25 hours before Tzeis. Will Rabbanan ad alayla until Tzeis. Ukanal b'sif katan beis. V'kach sosam ha-mechaber b'simen zeh l'kam b'simen tof mem gimel. That's how the mechaber paskin. So the shor zmanis are measured from Alois to Tzeis. Plag is 1.25 hours before Tzeis. And according to Yehuda, from that 1.25 hours before Tzeis, you can daven marav, you can no longer daven mincha. The yeshayimrim, the chashina yud b'shois, min neitzachama, not from Tzeis, but a little, not from Alois, but from Neitz, ad shkiyos until shkiyah. And that's not how the Mechaber paskins, but that is the other shita as how you calculate the Shayas Manis. Okay? So now we have these two shitas. We can start moving forward in this Mechaber. Vasikna, okay, the last line for those looking inside in Kuf Mem Zayin. Vasikna, we come out Lamaisa Lalacha. The Ovid Kamar of it or the Ovid Kamar of it. You can do any way you want. You can do like the Chachamim, meaning you can have a mincha till evening. Or you can do like Rabbi Yehuda, which means you can only have a mincha till plaque, and you can have a matter of starting from plaque. However, you can't flip-flop. You can do it either way you want. You can't flip-flop each day. One day do this, one day do that. You have to have a system that either I follow the Rabbanan or I follow Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this is a very, very interesting psak halacha, and we're gonna, when we finish this sif, I'll share with you what Aruch HaShulchan says on why. But this is a fascinating halacha. We know by everything else, when there's a machlokes, either we have a psak halacha, or when it comes to brachas, we say safek brachas lahakal, right? Davening is, well, questions of the rice, the rabbanah, but let's assume it's the rabbanah, right? At least saying the 18 brachas. If we paskin like the Rabbi Yehuda, when I'm davening mincha after plag, I'm not allowed to daven mincha. If I paskin like the Chachamim, if I'm davening ma'ariv after the plag, I'm not allowed to daven ma'ariv yet. So why all of a sudden over here do we say the Avet Kamar, the Avet Gemar, do either way you want? In fact, what we should say is that because Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't daven mincha after plag, we should not daven mincha after plag. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Chachamim hold you can't daven ma'ariv until evening, we shouldn't be able to daven ma'ariv. Why all of a sudden over here do we say the Avet Kamar, the Avet Gemar, as long as you pick which horse you want to ride? It's a very interesting thing, very uncommon. We'll have to discuss why that is that way. Okay. Now, and the Mechaber continues. She'im oisik rabbanan mispal mincha nalayla. If we generally do like the chachamim, shuvein yochel espal arvus miplaga mincha lamayla. I can't have a marv at that from plaga mincha. Ve'im oisik Reb Yehuda. If I go like Reb Yehuda, mispal arvus miplaga mincha lamayla. I daven marv. Sarach lizar shalay espal mincha b'isa shasa. Then I obviously can't daven mincha during that time. We'll see. The only exception potentially is Erev Shabbos. Now that our meaning became that we daven mincha till the evening, so in the Mechaber's place, they would daven mincha all the way till evening, and therefore you shouldn't daven ma'ariv. In other words, they went like the Chachamim. The imbi the eved espal tfilas arvus miplaga mincha lamayla. What happens if I did do ma'ariv? Yotzam yotza. Now, so far the Mechaber said you can pick any which way you want to go, but be consistent. You got to do it the same way. However, even if I generally daven mincha all the way till evening, if I have to, I'm not going to have a minyan. I'm going out on the road. I'm going out of town, and I got to catch this minyan before I go. But the evid, I can pick one day where I daven ma'ariv early before from plaga mincha. Says the Rama, Ulidan, Medina Sele Shahag, the spouse, Arvis mi plaga mincha. In the Ramah city, they did the other way around. In the Ramah city, they actually davened Meir from Plaga Mincha, not like in the Mechaber city. Don't daven Mincha afterwards. But B'di'evet, or it's a situation where you had no choice, even though generally the city davens Mincha from Plaga Mincha, only to Plaga Mincha, and they would daven Meir. But the Yevid, if you daven afterwards, you yaitz also. However, Ramah tells us, im ispal mincha ad halayla. If you have a day that you daven mincha after plaga mincha, the haynu ad say, you can't, as we'll see, Mishu explains, you can't go ahead and daven ma'ariv of that day also after plaga, again, except Erev Shabbos. So we're going to have to do the Mishu Berurah tomorrow, but just to recap this last part. So we have this very, very interesting, and maybe we'll touch upon it now. It's this very interesting thing. We have this major machlokes Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, and we say the Avet Kamar, Avet Avet Kamar, pick your choice. However, be consistent. However, even if you consistently always have a Mara from Plag, or never always have a Mincha till the evening, either you always go like a Chachamim, you always go like Rabbi Yehuda, on a day that you have a situation, you're not going to have a minion, then you can switch horses and you can go the other way. That's Lamaisa, what the Mechaber and the Ramah tells us. Now, just because we have another minute, so we'll address it right now. So I said this very interesting thing. We're saying the Avet Kamar of it. What is the story? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains it very, very simply, and it's very logical. He says, Lamaisa, the Chachamim are not arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing with Chachamim. The fact of the matter is, Midaraisa, you can bring the Karban Atamit from Mincha Gedolah, right? Lamaisa, every single day they were makriv the carbon tamid by Mincha Gatana time before Plag HaMincha. Okay? Lamaisa. However, so therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, We should do that every day, because that's lamaisa what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Chachamim come along and they say, we don't disagree with you that that's what happened every day. We agree that that's what happened every day. However, fact of the matter is that it became a day for whatever reason, they didn't have an animal around. And therefore, they were running late. They were allowed to bring the carbon after Plag HaMincha. So you're right. And the way it was done almost 100% of the time was the way you are describing it. But end of the day, when you look deep into the halacha, you are able to do it the other way around. And therefore, you should be able to have that extended time. So they each agree with each other's point as to where it should be the lamaisa. So neither one of them is really wrong. One is talking about what is the lamaisa, what happened. And the other one is talking about, end of the day, what is lamaisa you were allowed to do. And therefore, the avid kamar, because no matter which one you're going like, you're not wrong. If you're going like Rabbi Yehuda, that's end of the day. That's the closest to what it was in reality in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're going to according to the Chachamim, it's also fine, because end of the day, in the actual factual halacha, you were allowed to do it. However, if I go one day this way, one day that way, then I'm contradicting myself. So therefore, you shouldn't do it. But b'shas adchag, neither one of them over here, there's not a right or wrong, because they're actually not disagreeing with the reality of what happened. They are agreeing that they both have both of their statements are true. Okay, we'll stop over here. And Yemetz Hashem, tomorrow we will start going through the Mishnah Berurah on this.